请我们翻到但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel. Chapter 1, verse 1.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
第三节，王吩咐太监长亚施皮拿，从以色列的宗室和贵胄中带几个人来。
Verse 3, then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles.
就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明具备，足能侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。
Young men in whom there are no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they may teach the language and the literature of the Chaldeans.
王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒，每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前侍立。
And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they may serve before the king.
他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
第十七节，这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆。
Verse 17, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams.
尼布加尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日期满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前。
Now at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar.
王与他们谈论，见少年中没有一人能比但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚，所以留他们在王面前侍立。
Then the king interviewed them, and among them all none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they serve before the king.
王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧聪明，比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。
And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in all his realm.
到古列王元年，但以理还在。
Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus.
我想我们的圣经暂时就读这么多。
We'll read the passages we've just read now.
今天早晨我们有两堂的时间，我们一同来看但以理书。
This morning we'll spend 2 messages to study the book of Daniel.
那今天早晨的一段，我们特别来看但以理是怎么从年少到年长，一生都在神的手里。
This morning we'll look at the life of Daniel, how he from youth till his elder days, he was in the hand of the Lord.
有的人与神同行，他年少的时候走得非常的好。
There are people who walk with the Lord very well when they're young.
但走到中途的时候，也许他就离开了那条的路。
But in the midway they went astray.
或者当他还没有走到人生终点以前，他的生命就很快的就结束了。
But before their destination, their life has already ended.
但是我们知道但以理，他是15岁被掳到巴比伦。
Daniel was exiled to Babylon when he was 15.
他在王宫里面最少70年。
He was in the palace for about 70 years.
他进王宫的时候也许是黑头发。
When he went into the palace, he had dark hair.
等到他写但以理的时候已经是白发苍苍。
But when he wrote the book of Daniel, he was already gray-headed.
我们知道说圣经里面有两个老人，神特别使用他们。
There are 2 elderly men who were greatly used by the Lord in the Bible.
当一个人到了90几岁，世界上不可能再用他们了。
When a man is over 90 years old, he's not much useful in the world.
普通人觉得到了60几岁就应该退休了。
People think that they should retire when they're 60.
这个世界用不到他们。
The world cannot use them anymore.
他们应该把位子让出来，让更多年轻人继续地往前走。
They should give up their positions to younger people.
但是我们知道说全本圣经里面有2卷书。
But in the Bible, there are two books.
这两卷书都是预言的书。
These are books of prophecies.
这两卷书的作者都是用时间的望远镜来看将来。
They use the telescope of time to see the future.
他们不止眼睛没有昏花。
Their eyesight were not dimmed.
而且他看得很远很远。
But they see very far.
他们的眼力是年轻人赶不上的。
Their eyesight has surpassed the youth.
那么我们知道他们都已经是九十几岁了。
They're over 90 years old.
一个是但以理，一个是约翰。
One is Daniel and the other is John.
但以理写了但以理书，他快九十岁的时候写的。
Daniel wrote the book of Daniel at about 90.
而约翰的启示录大概他快一百岁的时候写的。
John wrote Revelation when he was about 100 years old.
一个九十岁，一个一百岁的老人应该是眼睛昏花了。
One 90 and the other at about 100, they should have very dim eyes.
讲到眼力，当然是年轻人的眼力看得远的。
Of course, the eyesight of the youth should have surpassed.
但是我们错了。
But we're wrong.
你稀奇不稀奇？神能够在新约跟旧约各选取了一个人。
God chose one from the Old and the other from the New Testament.
在旧约是但以理书，在新约是约翰的启示录。
In the Old Testament, the Book of Daniel, in the New Testament,
圣经里面一共有一千八百多个预言。
There are over 1,800 prophecies in the book.Of the Bible.
但是如果你把它分析一下，只有两类的预言。
But there are only two types of prophecies.
一类预言是围绕在主耶稣第一次来。
The first type speaks of Jesus' first coming.
就好像旧约里面最少330个关于弥赛亚的预言都已经应验。
It's like the 330 prophecies about Jesus' first coming that has been fulfilled.
所以旧约里面很多的预言是围绕着主耶稣第一次来的。
So many prophecies in the Old Testament speaks of Jesus' first coming.
但是还有一些预言是围绕着主耶稣第二次来的。
But there are many prophecies that speaks of Jesus' second coming.
那么如果你把主耶稣第一次来说的预言把它浓缩在一本书里面。
So if you summarize all the prophecies of Jesus' first coming in a book,
那是但以理书。
That's the book of Daniel.
如果你把主耶稣关于主耶稣第二次来预言把它浓缩在一本书里面，那就是启示录。
If you condense all the prophecies of Jesus' second coming, that's the book of Revelation.
但这两本书都是老人写的。
But these two books are written by old men.
但以理快九十岁了。
Daniel is almost 90.
而约翰已经快一百岁了。
And John is almost 100.
神用他们的时候。是在这世界上的不用他们的时候。
God used them when the world would put them away.
世界上已经把他们放在一边了。
The world has cast them aside.
他们肯定他们对世界不会有贡献。
They were sure that they won't be useful to the world.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
但以理最有用的时候是他快九十岁的时候。
Daniel was most useful when he was about 90.
而约翰最有用的时候他才快一百岁的时候。
John was useful when he was about 100.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹不要浪费你们的时间。
So young brothers and sisters, do not waste your time.
要保护你们的身体。
Protect your body.
你们的身体不是直到四十岁就完了。
Your body is not over when it's 40.
你们的身体不直到八十岁就完了。
Your body is not over when you're 80.
有的年轻人说我到四十岁要退休了。
People say I'm going to retire when I'm 40.
然后我要旅行，我要到世界各地去。
And then I'm going to travel around the world.
你要旅行，你要一个健康的身体。
When you travel, you need a healthy body.
你要到全世界去看，你需要一个很健康的身体。
You need a very healthy body to travel around the world.
所以不要在你还不到四十岁以前，你蜡烛两头烧，你就把这个人已经消耗的差不多了。
So don't let your holy temple be consumed before you're 40.
所以有的人是用工作。把他自己消耗尽尽。
Some people are consumed by work.
有的人用犯罪把他自己消耗尽尽。
Some people are consumed by sin.
所以不要忘记。
So do not forget.
一个年轻人，他年轻的时候如何，就能决定他将来的时候如何。
So when a young man, how he conduct himself in his youth will dictate his future.
我们在座有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We have many young people among us.
你们都在你们一生的早晨。
You are in the dawn of your life.
但是今天你们在主面前的情形能决定你九十岁的时候在主面前的情形。
But your condition before the Lord will dictate what will happen to you when you're 90.
今天你不在主的面前。
Today, if you're not before the Lord.
你大概就知道你九十岁的时候，如果主还留你在地上的话，你是一个什么样的情形。
If you live till 90, then we can figure out what will happen to you.
所以但以理是一个非常非常好的例子。
So Daniel is an excellent example.
但以理他十五岁。 就被落到巴比伦去。
Daniel was exiled to Babylon when he was 15.
那么等到他到了巴比伦的时候，
when he was in Babylon,
他和他的三个朋友都被请到巴比伦的皇宫里面去。
He and his three friends were shipped to the palace.
他们可以说在所有俘虏里面最幸运的四个年少年人。
They are probably the luckiest exiles among the others.
因为圣经告诉我们说，一面他们是贵胄，是出生在贵族里面的。
Because they're of the royalties.
他们是年少，没有残疾。
They are young without blemish.
他们相貌俊美。
They are good looking.
能通达各样的学问，知识、聪明都具备。
They're able to learn all the knowledge.
所以我们知道说，当他们在以色列的时候，这个国家需要他们。
When they're in Israel, the country needed them.
他们可以说，他们在以色列国里面的青年才俊是最精的精英，最杰出，最出类拔萃的人。
They're the cream of the crop of their own country.
所以现在他们来到了巴比伦。
So they're here in Babylon now.
当然那是个悲剧。
It's a tragedy.
你看这证明说以色列亡国了，所以你看他们中间最好的年轻人现在不是被自己的国家来用，不是为神来用，结果被世界用。
Israel was destroyed, so God could not, they were not serving their God, instead they were serving their enemy.
我们知道巴比伦乃是代表世界。
Babylon represented the world.
每一个年轻人最好的光阴应该用在神的面前。
The best time of a youth's time should be spent with the Lord. If God uses you, it's your greatest glory.
所以斯布珍曾经讲过这样的话。
So Spurgeon once said,
他说我不愿意我的儿子从一个传道人地位降低再降低一直降到帝王的地位。
I don't want my son to descend from being the son of a preacher to be a king.
所以这给我们看见说侍奉神是非常荣耀的。
So this tells us that serving God is a glorious thing.
今天如果英国的女王，
So today, if the Queen of England,
她要她如这个如果她愿意召见你，
If she is willing to see you,
那是一个很大很大的荣耀。
This is a great glory.
那不要忘记，那个时候尼布加尼撒可以说是那个时候世界，那是全那个时候巴比伦帝国已经是个世界的帝国，所以我们知道。能到巴比伦，而且能在巴比伦王宫里面，这是这几个年轻最高的荣耀。
Don't forget, King Nebuchadnezzar ruled the great Babylon, so to see him is a big deal.
他们当然有遗憾，他们当然有叹息，因为他们不能留在以色列侍奉他们的神。
Of course, there are grief and there are regrets because they could not serve in Israel.
他们一百万个不愿意被世界来用。
They were unwilling to be used by the world.
但是现在呢，他们到底是被掳到巴比伦。
But unfortunately, they were exiled to Babylon.
但是他们比所有的俘虏都幸运。
But they are the luckiest exiles among those.
他们并没有做苦工，他们反而被邀请到皇宫里面。
They were not put in forced hard labor. They were invited to the.
现在巴比伦要用他们。
Palace. Now Babylon would use them.
当巴比伦用他们以前。
But before Babylon can use them,
圣经告诉我们，尼布加尼撒王就把他自己所吃的、他自己所喝的赏给他们。
King Nebuchadnezzar gave them his food and wine to drink, eat and drink.
虽然他们不是和尼布加尼撒一个桌子。
Even though they did not sit at the same table.
但他们吃的东西和尼布加尼撒吃的是一模一样的。
But they ate the same thing.
所以你看，现在尼布加尼撒，现在巴比伦给他们最高的优待。
So Babylon treated them so well.
他们到了巴比伦并不痛苦。
They did not suffer much in Babylon.
他们到了巴比伦就到了世界的屋顶了。
When they arrived in Babylon, they arrived in the epicenter of the world.
我们知道说，因为那个时候的巴比伦已经在世界最高的地方。
Because Babylon was at the epicenter of the world at the time.
而我们知道说，这几个少年又现在给他们一个机会。
There are opportunities offered to these
young people. 只要经过三年的训练。
After 3 years,
只要把自己长得养得白白胖胖的。
After they are well fed,
尼布加尼撒王希望他们是又白又胖的。
King Nebuchadnezzar want them to be fat.
然后能够让巴比伦来使用他们。
So Babylon can use them.
所以我们知道说，在这种情形底下。
So under such situation,
这个但以理和他的三个朋友就进到。皇宫里面去了。
Daniel and his three friends entered the palace.
我们知道说，现在的诱惑，现在的 试探乃是最大的诱惑和最大的试探。
So this presents the greatest temptation and trial
for them. 如果巴比伦苦待他们的话，
If Babylon mistreated them,
他们对巴比伦不会有任何的留恋的。
Then they wouldn't miss Babylon.
但是现在巴比伦优待他们。
But now Babylon treats them well.
巴比伦给他们最好的对待。
They give them the best treatment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们觉得世界恶待我，苦待我们。
Sometimes we think the world mistreats us.
我们叫这个世界叫我们做罪的奴隶。
Sometimes we think the world causes us to be slaves of sin.
这个容易叫我们脱离世界。
This helps us to be detached from the world.
但对年轻人最难的一件事。
But the most difficult thing to the young people.
许多时候神把你放在这个世界里面，就好像神把但以理和三个朋友放在皇宫里面。
Sometimes God puts us in the world like God put Daniel in Babylon.
全世界欢迎你。
The whole world welcomes you.
就好像主耶稣所受过的试探一样。
Like the time of Jesus.
受过试探一样。
Oh,
他被带到一个很高的山上去。
Like the temptation of Jesus, he was brought to a high mountain.
然后撒旦说，撒旦把万国的荣华都指给他看。
So Satan showed them the glories of the world.
万国的荣华就是世界的荣华。
The glories of the world is the glory of the earth.
我们知道很多在美国很优秀的年轻人在学校里面。
There are many impressive young men in universities.
还没有毕业的时候，华尔街的人就到他们那里去邀请他们。
Before they were graduated, the Wall Street would hire them.
然后带他们到纽约。
And they brought them to New York.
还没有上班以前，就让他们坐游轮，就看纽约的夜景和他白天的景色。
Before they even started to work, they would ferry them around to see the beauty of New York.
他们给他们最好的待遇。
They treat them well.
你知道现在的年轻人知道说，如果只要我努力，我没有多久我就爬到世界的屋顶。
So the young people would think, if I work hard, I can climb to the top of the world.
所以我们知道说，今天这个世界。
So we know that today in this
world. 尤其对于曾经爱过主的弟兄姊妹。
Especially to those who have loved the Lord.
你们曾经把自己奉献给主。
You once consecrated yourself to the Lord.
你们知道这个世界到处都是陷阱。
You know that there are traps everywhere in the world.
你们都知道这个道德的世界是沉沦的世界。
You know the moral depravity of the world.
你和你的同学，你和你的同事在一起相处的时候。
You know when you hang out with your colleagues and students.
你不需要多久，你知道你不属于他们的。
Before long, you figure out that you don't belong.
他们什么话都可以说。
They can say anything.
他们什么事都可以讲。
They can do anything.
但是你不能。
But you cannot.
你不能这样做。
You cannot do that.
因为你不属于他们。
Because you don't belong with them.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
虽然你不愿意。
Although you're not willing.
但这个世界到处充满了试探和诱惑。
But this world is filled with trials and temptations.
当这个世界诱惑我们的时候，最大的试探不是这个世界苦待我们。
The greatest temptation is not when the world mistreats us.
世界里面有很多的陷阱，不错。
Yes, in the world there are many traps.
但是到处都是。是陷阱不乱，但到处也都是诱惑人的。
There are many temptations that reign.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看但以理和他三个的朋友。
So brothers and sisters, Daniel and his three friends.
在这样的环境底下。
In such a situation.
弟兄姊妹，他们怎么能够蒙神的保守呢？
How can they be preserved by the Lord?
他们在耶路撒冷容易蒙保守。
In Jerusalem, they are easily preserved.
今天你被关在家里，你容易蒙保守。
When you're in your home, you're easily preserved.
现在离开你的父母。
Now you're away from your parents.
你完全的自由。
You have complete freedom.
你上网，你要做什么就做什么。
When you're on the internet, you can do whatever you want.
你有足够的钱，你要到哪里就到哪里。
If you have cash, you can go wherever you want.
父母不可能一天到晚跟着你的。
Your parents cannot always follow you.
所以我们知道，当我们真的到了这个世界。
So when we're really in the world,
现在我们要问,
now we have to ask,
你能不能在保守自己能够在神面前是清洁的?
Can you preserve your chastity before the
Lord? 你知道许多东西都是诱惑我们的。
You know, there are many things that tempt us.
许多东西都是要把我们带到犯罪的地步。
A lot of things lead us to sin.
本来我们在家里的时候,
when we're at home,
本来在教会里面,
when we're in the church,
我们像一张白纸。
We're like a sheet of white paper.
所有的年轻弟兄，每一个都是清纯的年轻的弟兄姊妹。
We're young.
都是很清纯。
We're pure and young.
但是呢，结果等到世界没有几年以后。
But after a few years in the world.
你看见许多人对这个世界有许多的经历。
We've experienced the world.
你怎么知道一个人对罪有了经历？
How do you know someone has experienced sin?
你看你的脸看得出来。
You can see it on their face.
一个少年如果他是清纯的。
if a young man is pure,
如果他完全蒙保守的,
if he's completely preserved,
你看他是一张的脸,
he has a pure face.
但是等到他真的摸过这许多的罪恶的时候,
but when he has touched sin,
你看见他藏自己都藏不住的,
he cannot even hide himself.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这个稀奇的很。
So brethren and sisters, this is amazing.
神创造人这张脸就是这样的一张脸。
God made such a face.
许多时候你想擦一点粉，你许想你许多想掩饰一下，都掩饰不住的。
You want to put on makeup to disguise yourself, but you cannot do that.
现在这里有但以理和他三个朋友，当他十五岁的时候就被带到皇宫里面去。
Daniel and his three friends were led to the palace when they're 15.
他们都是非常单纯、非常简单的与神同行的人。
They're pure and simple folks who walk with the Lord.
那现在有一个最大的试探。
Now there are great temptations.
他们要吃王所吃过的。
They have to eat the king's food.
他们要喝王所喝过的。
They have to drink the king's wine.
但是那个时候王所吃过的、喝过的都是献过祭的。
But the things that the king ate and drank has been offered to idols.
但以理现在他知道说，我怎么能吃王所吃的呢？
So Daniel asked himself, how can I eat what the king?
是因为尼布加尼撒高抬我，所以我才能吃他所吃、喝他所喝的。
It's the king who exalts us to let us eat those things.
你只要一个聪明的人，他要知道，他要试抬举，他不能不试抬举。人家今天高抬你，你今天好像不领情一样，你好像不在乎一样。
When people exalt you, you have to accept it, or else.
所以就像现，就像但以理现在的处境一样。
So this is the situation Daniel is in.
今天是王给你这样的优待。
So the king treats you well today.
这样的优待叫你是不能拒绝的。
You cannot refuse such treatment.
有一种的爱叫你不能拒绝。
There is a love that you cannot refuse.
有一种的恩待，有一种的优待，你是不能拒绝的。
There is a kindness that you cannot refuse.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
现在但以理他落到试探里面。
Now Daniel finds himself in temptation.
他有没有可能拒绝王的优待？
How can he refuse the king's offer?
但如果他接受王的优待，
But if he receives the king's offer,
他要付上一个代价。
He has to pay.
他要玷污他自己。
He has to defile himself.
但他不肯玷污他自己。
But he is not willing to do
that. 一个与神同行的少年人，
For a young man who has walked with the Lord,
他宁可死，他也不肯让罪来玷污。
He would rather die than to defend him.
你知道神创造人，你知道神创造的万物里面有一种的老鼠啊，叫做银鼠 ，silver rat 是个银，这个颜色是银的。
In God's creation, there is a rat called the silver rat.
这种银鼠，它的毛啊是银白银白的。
And he's covered with silver white fur.
所以猎人的 hunter 他们最喜欢能捕捉这个银鼠，因为它的毛很贵重的。
The fur is very expensive, so the hunters are after them.
当神创造这个银鼠的时候，
When God made the silver rat,
在它里面已经装了一个软体。
There is a micro of software inside.
这个软体在它里面呢，就给它一个 instinct， 给了一个本能。
There is an instinct within the silver rat.
这个本能就是说，它绝对不肯让任何的污秽来污染它自己。
The instinct is that. The rat would not allow anything to defile.
所以就是因着这个性情 ，hunter 这些猎人知道怎么猎取这个银鼠。
So the hunter can catch the rat with this instinct.
他们怎么做呢
？What do they do?
他们就把很肮脏的东西啊，就放在他洞的门口。
He places dirty things in the entrance of the hole.
那个洞就是他自己的家。
The hole is the home of the rat.
所以当银鼠被攻击的，他第一个思想就是回他自己的家。
So when the silver rat is attacked, the first instinct is to go
home. 等到他要到他家的门口的时候，
When he arrived at the entrance,
他看见家的门口有许许多多污秽的东西。
He sees all this filth in his home.
那这时候他要决定。
So he has to decide.
我到底宁可回家让这些来污染我呢？
So do I go home and be defiled?
还是我宁可流血，我不肯接受污染。
Rather, I rather bleed and not accept this.
结果银鼠他不是回家。
And he chooses not to enter into.
他反而是面向他的敌人。
He faces his opponent directly.
他宁可流血。
He would rather bleed.
他不肯玷污他自己。
He was unwilling to defile himself.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
但以理的心情就是这样的心情。
That was Daniel's heart.
你看见吗？今天有几个少年。
Can you see today there are a couple young people
能在神面前立定一个志向
They can set their heart before the Lord.
不管我出如何的代价
No matter what the cost.
我怎么样也不肯失去我的贞洁，我也不肯失去我的清洁。
I cannot lose my chastity or my purity.
所以因为这个缘故,
so because of this,
你看见但以理和他的三个朋友,
so you can see Daniel and his three friends.
他们拒绝王的油, 他不敢用这些食物来玷污他自己。
They refused the delicacies offered to them.
所以他们就和太监长来求情。
So they spoke of the chief of the eunuch.
然后最后他告诉太监长说,
so they told him,
你好不好试试我们10天?
Test us 10 days.
你只要给我们素菜吃就可以。
We can eat vegetables.
你只要给我们白水喝就可以。
And water only.
你看看过了10天以后是什么样子。
You can check us out at the end of the 10 days.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, after 10 days,
因为这四个少年,
these four youth,
他们活着不是单靠食物,
they do not live on bread alone.
他们乃是靠神口里所出一切的话,
but every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
十天过去,
after 10 days,
他们比那些吃王膳跟喝王的更加俊美,
at the end of the 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate before.
所以太监长就把所有他们的食物就撤去了，让他们阻止吃素菜吃，然后白水喝，这样一共过了3年。
So the steward took away their delicacies and gave them pulse and water to.
3年以后,
after three years,
他们不止身体是俊美肥胖,
they were better looking than the others after 3 years. Their thinking has not been discounted. Sometimes we think that if we eat well, then we think better. Now you have to serve before the king. You can't be a simple-minded man.
所以在这个时候呢，你必须在这个时候呢，你看见神给他们聪明和知识。
God gave them wisdom and knowledge.
然后最后到了3年满的时候，他们就被带到了王的面前。
After 3 years, they're presented before the king.
结果在王面前侍立。
Before the king, they serve.
结果王知道说这几个少年比一般的少年都更优秀，而且胜过他们10倍。
When the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were in his realm.
所以但以理15岁的时候。
So when Daniel was 15,
进到王宫里面,
he was in the palace.
大概18岁的时候, 他侍立在尼布加尼撒王的面前。
When he was 18, he worked before the king.
尼布加尼撒王是那个时候最大帝国里面的君王。
King Nebuchadnezzar was the king of the greatest empire.
当王有需要的时候,
when the king has need,
你看见但以理和三个朋友是智囊团里面的一个。
Daniel's friends were there.
结果要在但以理面前侍立， 在尼布加尼撒王面前侍立。
They have to stand before the king.
然后后来第二章的故事就发生了。
And then chapter 2 happens.
第二章故事发生的时候，但以理还没有满3年。
When chapter 2 happens, the 3 years have not passed.
那些人都已经毕业了。
The others graduated.
你看那些人都已经站在王的面前。
They are standing before the king.
现在王做了个梦。
Now the king has a dream.
这个王忘记了那个梦。
The king forgot the dream.
结果王要这些旁边的人，这些知识，这些wise men，这些聪明的人要告诉他们王做了什么梦。
Now the king made the wise men to tell him what was his dream.
而且要替他们解梦。
And have to interpret the dream.
结果没有一个人能这样做。
And no one could do that.
甚至于所有这些年轻人要被王斩首以前。
So before they were all to be beheaded by the king.
在最危险的时候。
At the most dangerous time.
但以理还不到18岁。
Daniel was not yet 18.
大概他17岁的时候。
About 17.
这个时候他能替尼布加尼撒王解那个梦。
He could interpret the dream at that time.
后来我们才发现。
After that, we recognize
这个梦呢，原来是个很重要的预言。
This is a very important prophecy.
我们说过了，所有关于主耶稣第一次来的预言。
About the prophecies of Jesus' first coming.
如果你要把它浓缩在一本书里面，
if you were to condense it all in one book,
那就是但以理书。
That's the book of Daniel.
从我们知道那个时候，但以理就能拿着时间的望远镜。
So Daniel can take the binoculars of time.
他能看见遥远的将来。
He can see the far distant future.
他知道将来要发生什么事。
He knows what will happen.
但以理的眼睛,
Daniel's eye.
不要忘记,
don't forget.
那个眼睛是不是普通人有的眼睛。
It's not a pair of regular eyes.
他能看到将来。
He can see the far distant future.
他知道说在人类的将来有四个大的帝国要在地中海两岸出现。
He can see the four empires that will rise from the Mediterranean Sea.
所以这个就是第二章第三章以后但以理所给我们看见的预言。
This is chapter 2 and 3.
但是在我们看这些预言以前
But before we study the prophecy,
我们要注意一件事。
We have to realize one thing.
当你读到第一章的时候
When we read chapter 1,
我们想说大概他只有15岁到18岁。
He was about 15 to 18.
但是不。
But no.
第一章最后是说到古列王元年但以理还在。
At the end of chapter 1 it says Thus Daniel continued until the first year of King Cyrus
从尼布加尼撒王元年到古列元年刚好经过70年
From Nebuchadnezzar to Cyrus there are 70 years
根据摩西人的一生是70岁
According to Moses a man's life is 70
若是强壮可以到80岁
If he is strong he can live till 80
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
70年过了
After 70 years
但以理还在
Daniel was still there
现在他不只是80几他已经快90的人了
He is almost 90 years old.
所以等到但以理写但以理书的时候
So when Daniel wrote the book of Daniel,
当他描写自己说在古列元年但以理还在他已经是90岁的人了
When he said, he continued until the first year of King Cyrus, he's almost 80.
他18岁的时候
When he was 18,
眼睛没有昏花
His eyesight were
他80岁的时候眼睛也没有昏花
When he was 80, his eyesight were not dimmed.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见但以理是怎样的一位
So you can see what a man Daniel was.
圣经称呼大但以理是大蒙眷爱的但以理。
The Bible says he is greatly beloved of Jehovah.
你看见吗？这是但以理。
Can you see this is Daniel?
在这么多人里面，你看有一个人是神所眷爱的。
In so many people, there is one greatly beloved of Jehovah.
大蒙眷爱的。
Greatly beloved.
因着大蒙眷爱。
Because he was greatly beloved.
虽然他被掳到巴比伦去。
Although he was exiled to Babylon.
结果你看见说他能被世界来用。
He can be used by the world.
虽然他有一百万个不愿意不要被世界用。
Although he does not want any of that.
但是因着神的主宰。
But because of God's sovereign will.
你看见现在神使用他在巴比伦。
God used him in Babylon.
表面上来看可惜了。
It's such a pity.
你如果问但以理的话。
If you ask Daniel.
他要说我被世界用是不得已的。
I don't want to be used by the world.
所以弟兄姊妹你明白吗？今天神要用我们，世界要用我们。
So do you realize that the world wants to use us?
当你今天在世界里面不管做什么事
And God wants to use us. So what?
不在世界里不管你读书也好不管做学问不管做生意也好
So no matter if you work or study
当你在世界里面打滚的时候
When you are in the world
我要问弟兄姊妹
I have to ask
你什么感觉
How do you feel?
你应该被主来用的
You have to be used by the world
但是你看见今天世界要用你
But the world wants to use you
世界用你对这个世界有贡献
But the world wants to use you for something good.
所以你是最好的教授。
So you're the best professor.
所以你是最好的学生。
So you're the best student.
所以你最好的商人。
You're the best businessman.
结果你是最好的 CEO.
You're the best CEO.
我们不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这就证明说世界要用你。
This proves that the world wants to use you.
因为世界要用你。
Because the world wants to use you.
所以世界就优待你。
It treats you very well.
把你放在高的位置上。
It puts you in a high position.
给你最多的财富。
Gives you much wealth.
弟兄姊妹。今天你得着那么多的财富
Now you receive so much wealth
因为你把许多的时间都浪费在世界里面
Because you waste your time in the world
你不要这样做
Don't do that
你巴不得更多时间来读圣经
You have to spend more time reading the Bible
但你没有办法
But you have no choice
所以今天你在世界里面
So now you're in the world today
你被世界来用
You're used by the world
你慢慢也成功了
And you succeed
没有多久你就成功了
You succeed
你知道为什么年轻人年轻为什么你看今天年轻人非常用功呢
Do you see why young people are very studious?
因为他知道只要今天我努力点明天世界就是我的
They think that if they work hard the world belongs to you tomorrow
每一个人都要赢得赚得全世界
Everyone wants to earn the whole world
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
你要记得
You have to remember
没有世界没有白吃的午餐
There is no free lunch in the world
你要赚着全世界你只要赔上一些东西吧
If you want to earn the whole world, you have to pay up.
为什么你时间不够用？
How come you don't have enough time?
为什么你说我时间不够用来读圣经？
How come you say that I don't have time to read the Bible?
因为你很多的时间糟蹋浪费在世界里面。
Because you waste your time in the world.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当虽然你的时间被世界用了。
Although your time is used by the world.
你怎么知道你是个不爱世界的人？
How do you know you do not love the world?
同样在世界里面。
You're in the world.
但以理虽然在世界里面他不爱这个世界。
Daniel was in the world, but he did not love the world.
他不情愿, 他心不甘, 情不愿被世界来用,
he was reluctant to be used by the world.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以我们的心都不在那里。
Our heart should not be there.
虽然在世界, 但是我们的心不在那里。
Although we're in the world, our heart is not there.
不要忘记,
Don't forget.
你看见说, 这就是今天, 年轻人的难处,
this is the difficulty of the young people. When the young people are in the world,
他到一个地步连读圣经的时间也没有,
they don't have time to read the Bible.
与主亲近的时间也没有,
no time to draw near the Lord. They're apart from their parents.
他又是一个很独立的人,
they're very independent.
这个时候撒旦就来试探我们,
and Satan comes to tempt us.
许多人年轻失足, 许多人年轻跌倒, 就是因为这个缘故。
Many young people fall because of this.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
现在让我们记得,
now we remember,
但以理虽然被掳到巴比伦,
although Daniel was exiled to Babylon,
他心不甘,
he was very reluctant.
现在70年过去了,
now 70 years passed,
他仍旧在巴比伦,
he is still in Babylon.
他仍旧能蒙神保守是清洁的一个人,
he is still preserved in purity before the Lord.
你想想看,
think about
that. 有没有可能在巴比伦的皇宫里面, 你仍旧能是个清洁的人?
How can you be preserved in purity in Babylon?
巴比伦的王宫是最容易叫一个年轻人堕落的。
The palace of Babylon can easily cause a young man to fall.
他可以把所有的荣华富贵都让你来享受。
They give you all the pleasures of this world.
所有罪恶里面的快乐都让你来尽情地享受。
All the pleasures of sin are free for you to take.
你想想看。
Think about it.
弟兄姊妹, 有几个人经过了70年, 他仍旧是清洁。
How can someone be pure after 70 years in this
circumstance? 许多年轻人,
many people,
他起头立定志向说, 我怎么样要保守我自己的清洁?
Many young people vowed to be pure before the Lord.
你给他5年,
after 5 years,
他就抵挡不住了。
Then they cannot.
在7年就抵挡不住了。
After 7 years, they fall.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他从15岁一直到晚年的时候,
Daniel from 15 till his elder days,
经过了70年,
after 70 years,
他仍旧在世界,
he is still in the world,
他仍旧不属于这世界,
he is still not of the world,
他仍旧像一张白纸一样,
he is still a sheet of white paper.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神是不是不用他了?
God has, as though he wasted the 70 years.
他对教会的贡献是什么? 他对神的百姓的贡献是什么?
What did he contribute to God's kingdom?
他对神的国度的贡献是什么?
What did he contribute to God's kingdom?
所有最好的黄金记录都是巴比伦怎么样对于巴比伦帝国有贡献。
All his contributions were towards Babylon.
然后怎样对波斯帝国有贡献?
And then Persia.
他是做了好几朝的元老, 他是好几个 dynasty 里面他都做了,他都是一个元老, 都是 elder.
He's an elder in a handful of dynasties.
所以在这里给我们看见,
so we can see,
但以理是很特别的年轻人,
Daniel is a very special young
person. 他是蒙保守的年轻人,
he is preserved.
那现在我们要问,
now we have to ask,
但以理的秘诀在什么地方?
What is Daniel's secret?
为什么70年他仍旧是守节心清的?
How can he be pure after 70 years?
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你千万不要告诉我说,
don't tell me,
这个世界是堕落的,
this world has fallen.
所有的年轻人碰到试探是一定要倒下去的。
Every young person who touches the world has fallen.
我们知道明明 AIDS是最可怕的疾病, 是要人命的疾病。
So disease A causes people to die.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在人都知道,
but now we know,
不管怎么样, 人经不起试探。
We cannot sustain temptation.
如果人经不起试探, 最后可能就要得到这样的病。
So if you cannot withstand temptation, you will catch the disease. So what do we do? You cannot tell people not to do such things.
结果现在你告诉他们说你做的时候你要小心。
So you tell people you have to be careful of these things.
你应该有 safety measurement, 你应该要有很安全的措施才可以。
You have to be safe.
这些所谓安全的措施, 不要忘记弟兄姊妹证明说, 许多的年轻人觉得在试探面前一定倒下去的。
So with this safety instruments, people would think that when young people touch his temptation, but I have to tell you, young brothers and sisters, Daniel has 3 friends.
你看见吗?
Can you see?
虽然戴利经过了快70年,
although Daniel has gone through 70 years,
他15岁的时候如何?
When he was 15,
50岁的时候也如何?
He was such at 15.
他18岁的时候如何?
When he was 18, he was the same when he was
18.
When he was 19, he was such. He was the same when he was
90.
What is his secret? And even the world figured out his secret. Now they have a way to go after him. Because they know Daniel has a habit. That habit everyone knows. Although he was in Babylon, his window was open towards Jerusalem. In the morning and evening, he would pray and give thanks.
而且等到他快90岁的时候,
when he's almost 90,
当他有一天读圣经读到耶利米书,
when he read the book of Jeremiah one
day, 他知道说这个70年已经快满了,
he knows that the 7 years almost over.
以色列人很快就要回到他们的故乡,
Israel can return to his home.
但你等这一天已经等好久了,
Daniel waited so long for this day.
70年的春天跟秋天已经过去了,
the spring and summer of the 70 years passed. Daniel longed for such
days.
If this news comes 50 years earlier, at that time Daniel was 30.
他还能够回去,
he can go back. Now the news comes. The news came too late.
他已经快90岁了,
he's almost 90.
他愿意回去,
he wants to go back, but he cannot. He can only pray for those who would return.
但不要忘记,
but do not forget.
就在那个时候,
when at that time,
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
就是献晚祭的时候,
at the time of the evening sacrifice.
那你记得啊,
remember, Daniel was not in Jerusalem. Sacrifices are businesses of Jerusalem. That's 70 years ago.
70年前的事,
now, businesses of 70 years ago, the old man remembers.
很遥远,
that was very, very far away. If he was in Jerusalem, there are mornings and evening sacrifices. Every morning, the Israelites would put a burnt offering in the morning.
把一头很大的牛放在祭坛上,
they have to put an ox on the altar.
然后用慢火慢慢的烧它, 最后把它烧成灰,
and to be roasted over a fire.
所以从早晨到晚上,
from the morning, it would be burnt to ashes.
早晨到了晚上就变成灰了,
in the evening, it would be ashes.
所以现在需要再搬一头牛来,
so in the evening, they have to get another,
人就放在祭坛上,
put it on the altar again.
然后又是火烧它, 到第二天早晨又变成灰了,
and it's to be roasted, and in the second morning, it's all ashes.
所以有早祭, 有晚祭, 有早祭, 有晚祭,
so there's morning and evening sacrifice.
如果你在耶路撒冷, 你在圣殿里面的话,
so if you're in the temple in Jerusalem,
如果你在神同在的核心, 你就在神面前的话,
if you're in the presence of the Lord,
那么你一天所记得的是早祭跟晚祭,
all you can remember is the morning and evening sacrifice.
早晨你把自己献给神,
in the morning you offer yourself,
到了晚上你也把自己献给神,
in the evening you offer yourself against the Lord.
现在在巴比伦,
now you're in Babylon.
现在你在世界,
in the world.
你在忙你的生意,
you're busy with your business.
你老早忘记早祭跟晚祭,
you forgot the morning and evening sacrifice.
但是不,弟兄姊妹,
but no.
你看你虽然这个但以理他到了晚上祷告的时候,
when Daniel was praying at the evening, he prayed 3 times daily.
他祷告的也许就是先晚祭的时候,
when he prayed, it was the time of the evening sacrifice. When you read chapter 9, you know that when he prayed, it was the time of the evening sacrifice. Although he does not only read the Bible, after he read, he prayed. And at the time of the evening sacrifice, 70 years like just one day. After 70 years, he has not changed.
你要知道他预言里面曾经讲过2300天。
In his prophecies, he mentioned 2030. That's a very important time.
他预言是有一段日子, 其中经过了2300天。
And there's a period of time that spans 2300 days.
但是很有意思,
but it's very special.
他不是说2300天,
he doesn't say 2300 days.
他说2300个黄昏, 和两千三百个早晨。
He said 2,300 mornings and evenings.
他先是 evening， 然后才 morning。
Evening and morning。
所以先讲到两千三百个晚上，然后两千三百个早晨。
He spoke of 2,300 evenings and 2,300 mornings. Why？
当但以理在家内，你不要忘，当但以理虽然人在巴比伦。
Although Daniel was in Babylon,
他算的日子,
he counted the days.
人就是耶路撒冷的日子,
according to the method of Jerusalem.
你人虽然在这里,
although you are in the world,
因为你的家人在香港,
your family is in Hong Kong.
你的时间常常是香港的时间,
your time is always Hong Kong time.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你要看见但以理虽然人在巴比伦,
although Daniel was in Babylon,
他的心在耶路撒冷,
his heart was in Jerusalem.
他知道这是现晚祭的时候,
he knows that this is the time of the
evening. 他知道这是现早晨的时候,
he knows that this is the morning sacrifice.
有晚上有早晨, 这是第一天,
there's evening,
有晚上有早晨, 这是第二天,
there's evening and there's morning,
有晚上有早晨,
there's evening and morning,
这是第两千三百天,
2,300 days of such, brothers and sisters,
这是但以理。
This is Daniel.
你看见吗?
Can you see?
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
我们知道,
we know,
为什么但以理能蒙保守?
We know how he can be preserved.
他有一个秘密的生活。
He has a hidden secret life.
他有一个暗中的生活。
He has a hidden life.
虽然整个的世界是巴比伦的世界,
although the world is full of Babylon,
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 他的人可以在巴比伦。
He is still in Babylon.
他的心乃是来到神的面前。
But his heart is before the Lord.
一天早晨晚上三次祷告感谢。
Morning, evening, three times prayer.
每一天没有神的话。
There is not one day without God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
借着圣经，借着祷告。
Through Bible reading.
一面让神来对他说话。
He let God speak to
him. 一面他也对神说话。
He also spoke with the Lord.
七十年。好像一天一样
70 years as though one day
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
后来人要对付但以理
and then they, people want to go after
这就是这个世界
this is the world
当但以理在一个很重要的位置的时候
Daniel was in a very important position
许多人要他的位置
everyone covets that
但是怎么样但以理都没有把柄给人抓到
but no one can catch any of Daniel's mistakes
你看见但以理没有任何一点难没有一他没有犯任何一点的错
Daniel did no wrong
但他们知道他有一个错
but they know that he does something
他错了一个大错
he made a big mistake
因为他活在神的面前
because he lived before the Lord
所以后来敌人就有一个布局所有但以理的敌人就有了个布局
so Daniel's enemy set a trap for him
结果然后你知道你还记不记得他就到这个波斯王的面前去
so they went before the Persian king
然后最后我们的但以理就被扔在坑里面
and Daniel was thrown in the lion's den
因为为什么呢
why
因为根据原来的波斯的命令
because according to the law of the Persian
在三十天之内你看没有人除了像王之外可以向其他的神或者来祷告的
no one can pray to anyone no one can pray to anyone except the king
但以理知道这个命令
Daniel knew about the decree
他仍旧像从前一样
he still did what he used to do
但以理知道他这样做最后的代价是什么
Daniel knew what price he has to pay.
但是很稀奇。
But very surprising.
当波斯王知道但以理的事情以后。
When the Persian king finds out what happened to Daniel.
结果但波斯的王想尽办法要救但以理。
The Persian king wants to save Daniel.
一个晚上。
One night.
不是但以理睡不着。
Daniel was not the only one who lost
sleep. 一个在狮子牙齿缝里面的人应该是睡不着的。
He should have lost sleep because he was in the lion's den.
一个在狮子坑里面的人应该睡不着的。
He should not have slept in that lion's den.
在那天晚上。
But that night.
是躺在皇宫的鹅绒床上的这个就波斯的皇帝睡有一个晚上睡不着。
It was the Persian king who slept on a comfortable bed that who could not sleep that night.
结果一天一早就用哀声来问但以理说：“但以理啊，你好吗？”
In the morning, he said with a mournful noise, Daniel, are you still alive?
结果我们知道说但以理蒙了神大大的保守。
So we know that God was greatly preserving Daniel.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
那是但以理的秘诀。
That's the secret of Daniel.
这给我们看见，虽然但以理他活了那么长，他活了那么长，你看他活了那么长，但是你看他仍旧蒙保守。
Although Daniel has lived so long, he was still preserved by the Lord.
也就是那个秘诀。
That's the secret.
要了但以理的命。
That was the secret that caused on the cross. He was in the lion's den for a night. Praise God. Daniel experienced God's protection.
所以当你等到后来他从狮子洞里面上来的时候,
when Daniel was raised up from the lion's den,
这个王就下了个命令,
the king gave a decree.
这个命令送到全世界的各地,
the decree was sent to the whole world.
然后是王自己做见证说,
and the king testified that God is the God of Daniel.
是这样的一位神救了但以理脱离了狮子的口。
is the God of Daniel that rescued Daniel from the lion's den.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
结果但以理从狮子洞里面蒙了拯救。
And Daniel was rescued from the lion's den.
我们常常想,
we always think,
但以理三个朋友是最年轻的时候经过火窑的, 你看见吗?
Daniel's friend went through the fiery furnace when they were young.
所以但以理应该也是年轻的时候从狮子洞里面上来,经过狮子洞的。
So we think that Daniel should have been raised from the lion's den when he was young.
我们完全错了。
We are completely wrong.
当但以理被放在狮子坑里面的时候,
when Daniel was placed in the lion's den,
他已经83岁了。
He was already 83 years old.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这是个老人被放在狮子坑里面, 不是少年。
It's an old man, not a young man in the lion's den.
你看见吗, 弟兄?
Can you see?
但是居然神能够保守他。
And surprisingly, God can save him.
然后圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
但以理当大力王在位和波斯王古列在位的时候, 大享亨通。
Daniel prospered under King Darius.
你看这里有一句话叫做恒通,
prospered.
你看见吗? 基督徒讲不讲恒通?
How can you say prospered?
基督徒讲不讲成功?
We talk about success.
我们讲不讲?
Do we talk about success?
我们讲不讲成功? 我们讲不讲恒通?
Do we talk about prosperity?
不要弄错了。
Don't.
我们讲成功, 我们也讲恒通。
We talk about success and prosperity.
但是那个恒通, 那个成功, 是但以理的成功, 也是但以理的恒通。
That's Daniel's prosperity and success.
但以理的恒通是什么?
What's Daniel's prosperity?
他被放在狮子的坑里面。
He was in a lion's den.
结果我们的神能够拯救他。
And now God can rescue him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在连王都为但以理做见证。
And even now the king testifies for Daniel.
你看见吗?
Can you see?
这些尼布加尼撒王是敬拜偶像。
King Nebuchadnezzar worships idols.
大力乌王也是敬拜偶像。
Darius worships idols.
他们根本不认识神。
They do not know God.
现在这些外邦的王, 包括尼布加尼撒, 包括大力乌王,
all these foreign kings, Nebuchadnezzar and Darius,
他们能为但以理神做见证,
they can testify for the God of Daniel.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
但以理是成功的,
Daniel is successful.
但以理也是亨通的,
he is prosperous.
他快90岁了,
he's almost 90.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见,
can you see?
他仍旧蒙保守,
he is still preserved.
但是非常有意思,
but very interestingly,
这是第六章,
this is chapter 6.
但以理在坑里面是第六章,
Daniel in the lion's den, chapter 6.
到了第七章的时候,
in chapter 7,
他做了个梦,
he had a dream.
他看见有四只兽从海中上来,
he saw four beasts rising from the sea.
第一只兽是狮子,
the first beast was
the
lion.
第二只兽是熊,
the second was the bear.
第三是豹,
the third is a leopard.
第四是个unknown, 不知名的兽,
the fourth is an unknown beast.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
你现在明白吗?
Now you understand.
当他做这个梦的时候,
when he dreamed,
他明白过来,
he understood.
第一只兽乃是代表巴比伦帝国,
the first beast represents Babylon.
第二只兽乃是代表波斯帝国,
the second represents Persia.
然后希腊大帝国,
and then Greece.
然后罗马大帝国,
and then Roman.
但这什么意思?
What does that mean?
他刚刚做过梦, 他刚刚在狮子坑里面被拯救出来,
he was just rescued from the lion's den.
现在他做了个梦,
now he has a dream.
第一只兽起来的就是狮子,
the first beast was a lion.
换一句话说,
so
Babylon 就是狮子,
Babylon was a lion.
他曾经在狮子洞里面, 在狮子的缝里面过了一个晚上,
he spent a night in the lion's den.
那个晚上,
that night,
就代表 就代表这个但以理,
that night represents Daniel.
70年都在狮子的牙齿缝里面,
70 years in the between the teeth of the lion.
70年但以理是在牙齿的狮子的缝里面经过了70年,
he was in the lion's den for 70 years.
所以现在你明白吗?
So now you understand.
当你读第一章最后一句的时候。
So when you read the book of
Daniel. 到古列王元年，但以理还在。
At the end of chapter 6. At.
No, 21.
Sorry.
Chapter 1, verse 21.
Chapter
到古列王元年，但以理还在。
Does Daniel continue until the first year of King Cyrus?
在这个以前70年，你看但以理都是在狮子的牙齿缝里面过日子。
Before the 70 years, Daniel spent them between the teeth of the lions.
但是现在到了古列元年。
Now we've come to Cyrus.
但以理还在。
Daniel's still there.
因为神是拯救但以理从狮子坑里面出来的那位神。
Because God rescued Daniel from the lion's den.
你看稀奇不稀奇，弟兄姊妹？
This is interesting.
这就是主的见证。
This is a testimony of God.
这就是神的保守。
This is God's preservation.
所有的年轻人。
All young people.
今天你如果有属灵的眼光的话，
If you have spiritual eyes,
我们都在狮子的牙齿缝里面。
We are all between the teeth of the lions.
不知道什么时候我们就不在了。
We don't know when we will be lifted.
有的人18岁就不在了。
Some people are past.
有人到了20-30岁就不在了。
Some people pass when they're
我说不在不是指你不在世界上来说的。
Not pass away in terms of death.
我说不在，我的意思就是说你已经被撒旦掳去了。
Passing means that you have already taken away by the enemy. You already ripped apart by the world.
你已经和世界完全妥协了。
You have compromised with the world.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 什么叫基督徒？
What
什么叫的至死忠心？
What does it mean to be faithful unto death?
你19岁如何，你90岁还是如何？
When you're 19, you're such. And when you're 90, you're still the same.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当但以理拒绝接受皇帝的优待的时候。
When Daniel refused the king's delicacies, he determined his fate.
年轻的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你在年轻的时候,
when you're young,
你所立定的志向,
the heart that you set before God,
你向主所许的愿,
the vows you made before God,
你向主所有的奉献,
the consecration you've given to the Lord,
那要决定你的一生,
that will determine your life.
所以巴不得主恩待所有的年轻人,
may the Lord be gracious to all young
people. 如果你知道今天世界是何等的世界,
if you know the world as it is today,
你把儿女送到大学里面去,
if you ship your children to the school,
大概很多就没有了,
they're over.
你去看那些最有名的大学,
you see the most prestigious university,
有许多最高的 building,
they have the tallest building.
你看那些 building 属于一般的人的,
they belong to a certain group of people.
这一般人他们有某一种的相信，他们有某一种的行为,
they have a certain belief and practice.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 许多时候当你讲到这个行为你觉得害羞的
When you talk about those things, you're embarrassed.
但是没有
But no,
这些年轻人可以雄赳赳气昂告诉你说这就是人生
The young people tell you this is life.
这就是人生的一部分
This is part of life.
他们有权做这些事
They have right to do whatever they want.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 现在你要看见吗
You can see.
今天我们所在的世界
The world we're in today
就是这样的世界
It's such a world.
经过了一生
After a lifetime,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们要叹一口气说,
we have to sigh.
我巴不得被神用,
I would rather be used by the Lord.
结果被世界用了,
but I was used by the world.
你想想看, 但以理最好的光阴, 最好的时间, 就被用在巴比伦几个朝代。
Daniel's best time and strength were used in Babylon.
从巴比伦的几个 dynasties, 一直到了波斯的几个 dynasties.
From the Babylonian dynasty to the Persian dynasty.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
但以理活了很长的岁数。
Daniel lived a long time.
长寿不稀奇。
A long life is not surprising.
你能长寿而蒙神保守，这才是主特别的恩典。
If you live long and you are preserved by the Lord, that is surprising. Why?
因为主要借助你的长寿。
Because the Lord would use your long life.
借助你到老，你仍旧能蒙保守。
Because you're still preserved by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是神要做荣耀的见证。
God would use you as a glorious testimony.
那么是不是你的时间都被世界吞吃了?
Is it because your time has been used by the world?
你对于世界有这么多的贡献,
you have contributed so much to the world.
你对神应该没有贡献了。
Then you should not have any contribution to the Lord.
但不是这样。
But not so with Daniel.
他到90岁的时候,
when he was 90,
他写了但以理书。
He wrote the book of Daniel.
他能用时间的望远镜。
He can use the binoculars of time.
能看见将来要发生的事。
To see the distant future.
其中最重要的。
The most important.
经过483期。
After 483 times.
经过69个期。
After 69
不止弥赛亚要来到。
the Messiah would come.
而且弥赛亚要被剪除，要为我们钉在十字架上。
But he would be cut off and nailed to the cross.
保罗回头看的时候，
when Paul looked back,
他说我不知道别的。
He said he doesn't know any other.
我知道基督并他钉十字架。
Except Christ and him crucified.
但以理没有回头看。
Daniel did not look back.
但以理向前看。
He looked forward.
一个老人向前看。
An old man looking forward.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
I have to ask.
老人就回头看。
Old man usually look back.
所有的光荣都在过去。
Their glories are in the past.
如果老人往前看，他能看多少年？
If an old man looks forward, how much can he see?
他最多看十年。
He can see 10 years maybe.
最多二十年。
Or 20 years maybe.
他知道他自己要倒下的。
He knew he would fall one day.
没有老年人愿意往前看的。
So no old man looks ahead.
但这里有一个老人。
But there's an old man here.
他往前看。
He looked forward.
不只是七年。
Not 7 years.
不只是七七。
Not 77.
那是67个七七。
But 67 sevens.
到了那个时候，
at that time,
弥赛亚要忽然被剪除。
The Messiah was cut off.
主耶稣要被钉在十字架上。
Jesus was nailed to the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
但以理的预言是完完全全的应验。
Daniel's prophecies were completely fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们没有时间。
We have no time.
如果你给我时间的话，
if you give me time,
我要证明给弟兄姊妹看。
I have to prove to you.
从主前445年。
From 445 BC,
等到他们出令重建耶路撒冷那一年开始，
when they start the rebuilding of Jerusalem,
经过69个七七，
after 69 sevens,
主耶稣果然为我们钉在十字架上，
Jesus was nailed to the cross for us.
谁能够给这样的一个预言？
Who can prophesy such things?
很多人说但以理书啊，很多，尤其你读到十一章的时候，
when you read chapter 11,
那个好像是马后炮，那个好像是事后的诸葛亮，你回过头你才知道那件事情。
It's like you're talking about it after it has happened.
好像已经是历史了，你当然就把它写下来了。
It's like when you wrote down history ex ante.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but rather than
主耶稣降生，
Jesus was born.
那是远远在主前100多年以后的事情。
That's over 100 AD.
所以叫仇敌最致命的打击是什么？就是但以理书第九章。
So the enemy attacks chapter 9.
但以理给我们看见说，有但以理给我们看见，他往前看的时候，他看见了基督和他钉十字架。
Daniel saw Christ and him crucified.
没有个异象比那个异象更大。
There is no greater glorious vision than this.
弟兄姊妹，没有但以理就没有启示录。
Without Daniel, there's no revelation.
没有但以理，没有启示录，就没有圣经中预言怎样被应验。
Without the two books, there are no prophecies of the Messiah.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
你看但以理的贡献是大，是他把90岁的时候。
Daniel's greatest contribution happened when he was
而约翰快100岁的时候，他看见是我们今天所看不见。
John saw what we cannot see when he was over 100.
是这老年人，两位老年人开了我们的眼睛。
It's these two old men that opened our eyes.
他们眼睛没有昏花。
Their eyesight were not dim.
一个少年如果蒙主保守的话，
if a young person were preserved by the Lord,
他只要年老的时候，他眼睛不会昏花。
Their eyesight would not be dim.
我是指他里面的眼睛不被昏花来说。
Their spiritual eyes, I refer.
因为今天人年轻的时候，
So when people are young,
一个犯许多的罪，就消耗了他的身体，就消耗了他身上所有的思想、情感和他的意志。
Because they're consumed by sin, it affects their mind, will, and emotion.
所以不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
So do not forget.
今天主要保守一个人叫但以理。
Today God wants to preserve someone like Daniel.
主要保守一个人叫做约翰。
God wants to preserve someone like John.
快90岁了，快100岁。
Almost 90, almost 100.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他们在神手里是最有用的。
They are the most useful in the hand of the Lord.
世界上人没有人指望80岁、90岁、100岁能对人有什么贡献。
No one expects contributions to the world from someone who's 80 or 90 or 100.
牛顿发现三定律是他年轻的时候。
Newton came up with the three.
爱因斯坦讲三对论是他26岁的时候。
Einstein came up with relativity when he was in his 30s.
这都是给人类，这都是世界最伟大的发现。
Those are the greatest contributions to the world.
不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神所使用的人。
God used men.
请记得。
Remember,
在人来看是最没有用的时候。
When the world thinks that they're useless.
结果是但以理把但以理书给了我们。
It's at that time that Daniel gave us the book of Daniel.
所以但愿今天早晨。
So may this morning.
这些教训能给我们许多的帮助。
This teaching may edify us.
我们的时间已经没有了。
We have no time.
我们第二堂播完笔以后，我们还要继续。
We have to continue in the second.
尤其最近我们看到金融的大海啸。
Now we see the financial tsunami.
我们现在要问说,
Now we
你怎么解释这些现象?
How do you explain these things?
感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
但以理有答案的。
There are answers in the book of Daniel.
如果你读但以理书的话,
If you read the book of Daniel,
你看见说因着他蒙神眷爱。
Because he was greatly beloved of Jehovah. So when he opened the book of Daniel to us,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers
and sisters, our
eyes are open.
然后你才能够知道说为什么这些事情发生在我们的眼前。
Then we can know why things happened before our eyes.
到底人类有没有明天?
Do we have a future?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们需要用时间的望远镜, 我们才能看见将来。
We have to look through the binoculars of time into the future.
但是感谢主,
Thank the Lord.
神已经把那望远镜给了我们。
God gave us the set of binoculars already. That's the book of Daniel.
所以如果主愿意的话,
so if the Lord is willing,
我想我们擘饼完了以后，我们继续要交通但以理书。
After the breaking of bread, let's continue our fellowship.
我们一个简单的祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we give the words into your hands.
但愿你保守这些话。
Please keep these words.
使用这些话。
Use these words.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.